You want to connect with Radio for Winners? Follow us on Twitter at Radio for Winners. Send us an email, rfwshow@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook at Radio for Winners. Or take a look at our website at www.radioforwinners.com.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys.
Good to see you as well.
Why don't you move?
Hey, good to see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We haven't seen each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner.
From days of long ago. From uncharted regions of the universe.
Right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
No, I've got it. I've got a countdown timer here. I'm just saying.
I know,
what
I also want to know for, you know, I have the pacing. Of
is
the
this actually
today.
Being recorded? Like, I've are you recording
this is
now?
The whole show. This is it. This is us talking about the show, and then we're just put it up tomorrow. It's fine.
Like, should I start the timer?
It's gonna be start the timer. It's gonna be a half an hour of us doing audio checks.
Oh man, we did a lot of audio checks this week already. I was working with Don the other night, and it was like an hour and a half of Don just going, "Can you hear me?" And of me going like, dude, yeah, we did that in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, but what did I tell you? I told you 17 times. I said, did you download the driver for the microphone? I said, did you also go into the settings and make sure that the settings were set up appropriately so that you could not only talk, but you could also hear as well? Did you do any of that the first go around?
But look, let's not talk about me. Let's talk
now,
about
is there
you.
Any chance you can get
you're
a screen cap of what we have on this?
No, I don't know. Why? Can I?
Yeah, you should be able to.
Okay. Well, I mean, I could. But that's not answering the question. So
sorry, I'm very into this. I want to put this up on the blog. This
okay.
This is riveting.
All right, but
people
but,
care. Oh, no.
But anyway, well,
you've
I have
ruined
to,
it.
No, but I have to move it over here to do a
screen
to do a screen
yeah,
print.
And just post it, just paste it into Word or whatever, and just move on.
Yeah. But anyway, Tony, we fixed said situation because you followed my instructions. And again, where did you go to?
I went to a broadcasting school that maybe, right. Maybe did not train me for the future.
Maybe wasn't very good.
We actually, in fact, we did. In fact, I think about it, actually didn't train me at all because we used like the old school tape reels. We actually had a cut, even though they were done, like they weren't even being used at that time.
Nice.
That's what they had us train on. There was no digital stuff at all. It was absolutely
reel to reeled it.
Oh man,
reel to reel. Hey, another look, episode, another episode of Radio for Winners, folks. Here.
Wow, look at that.
Take a look at that. Isn't
oh,
that
man.
Amazing?
I'm so used to saying it. I don't know if I can I'm not sure if I can give up the control.
Well, you want to try it again? We can just edit me out. That's usually what you guys do with the podcast anyways. Just
another episode,
out.
Another week, Radio for Winners, Tony, Jeremy, and Don. And we are going to edit out Don. A lot of this is going to be me and Jeremy talking.
And then we'll laugh really hard at something Don said that we cut out completely. And no one
I'm looking
get
at
it.
You. I see a man. We're on video here. I'm in Asheville. These guys are at the Beat Lab
this
studios.
This is our first Skype
and,
show.
And I'm looking Skype over at Don, and I see a guy that looks like he went to the funnest gay cruise imaginable 2 weeks ago. I'm not sure if we want to jump into that first. We want to jump into me moving, whatever you guys
well,
want to talk
let's
about.
Let's talk about the move. Since the last time we had a live show, because the last two have been older shows we had to put back up while we figured out how to use computers, you know, I helped you move, along with some
there.
Other people, to Asheville.
Yes. And, I am now living in Asheville.
You know, you helped me move, and so I thought it would be appropriate if I helped you move as well. A couple things, though, was very fast, very organized. Unlike my move, he didn't have a basement full of stuff he forgot about till everyone was halfway done.
Did he have a toolbox full of Skittles?
He did not have a toolbox full of Skittles. But, you know, that just says Tony has no tools. He said he packed them up, but I think he just has no tools. Because all of his furniture that we moved was IKEA, which is fine. Most of my furniture is IKEA, except that I actually put it together.
Nice.
I don't know if you put together IKEA furniture, Don.
Yes, I have.
You know how those little metal fasteners uh-huh. you put on everything? What if you didn't use any of those?
You would probably sit in it and it would just fall apart.
Well, that's what I helped Tony move.
Great job, Tom.
I think he just looked disconnected.
The reality is, for every three fasteners, you only need to use one.
For every three fasteners, you only need to use one.
Well, again, yeah, if you're going to do that, you should at least pick ones that then would counteract each other, not just two on one side and then six that are gone on the other side. So that when you lift it up, all the planks fall out.
You know, sometimes that's going to happen.
But I liked that we still moved it, though. We still took this rickety shelf and drawer and chest of drawers thing and took it into your van. And you're like, ah, it's fine. We basically just overhand threw it into the van and shut the door.
I got it fixed.
There was a wooden peg. You know, like they have wooden pegs that hold all the pieces together, that Tony had pushed through the side in a fit of rage.
Was there any wood? Was there any like wood glue associated with it?
No,
like,
there's no glue at all. It
hey,
was
you know
just...
what? I didn't put the screw in the hole right, but I you know put a little wood glue in
no,
there to
there's
hold everything
nothing.
Together.
It literally, it was like if you pushed on it, it just totally fell sideways. It was amazing.
Nice.
Well, you know, it's not the best craftsmanship. I think. I think there's room for improvement there, but I fixed it. It's fine now.
Now, when you got to Asheville, other friends helped you unload everything. What did they think of your furniture?
I think the former Radio for Winners host, John Moore, referred to it as fine Amish craftsmanship.
It's fairly
my
accurate.
My friend Jay has not talked to me since the move.
And he lives like an hour from here.
Yeah, but how much did Jay talk to you before the move, FYI? Yeah.
No, we never. We talk. Right. G-Chat. It's all about G-Chat.
Yeah, okay.
So while I was doing that, while Jeremy was slaving away helping me move, Don was on a boat living life to the fullest.
Living life to the fullest, Tom.
What were you doing? Where'd you go? At what point did you contemplate jumping overboard?
In the harbor.
Yeah, yeah. So there was a sandbar right at the Port Canaveral, Florida that I could have jumped on and just avoided everything. But no, we took a family cruise on a Disney boat. So it was me and 4,000 kids. It was excruciatingly painful. But we did have a good time with the family. But I tell you, if you ever do get the opportunity to join your friends or family members on a Disney cruise, no need to put on any skin block or suntan lotion.
Skin block.
Is it what they call it? Skin block?
No
sun
one's
block.
Ever called it that.
Sun block.
Did Tony give you that?
No.
You put on that skin block. Get yourself settled.
So there's no need to put on any. All you got to do is jump into the kiddie pool and just walk away with the grease and grime and the filth that you come out of that horrible, horrible situation with. So
now, how long was the cruise?
7 days.
Were you drunk for 7 solid days?
7 days, 4 ports. No, I couldn't even do that because, you know, you got to be responsible for the kids. And, you know, our kids are a little bit.
So says you.
Well, yeah. So our kids are a little bit younger, and, you know, they didn't want to go on any sort of excursion on the boat. They just wanted to get in the pool. So, you know, I had to sit there by the pool, and then they had lifeguards, so you can't drink by the pool. I guess you have to be somewhat responsible on a boat. But
that is lame.
No, I didn't even get to. I don't think I was drunk a single day.
That and there's no casino.
No,
this sounds like the worst cruise.
There's no casino
ever.
No, but if you need a princess or you need access to Mickey Mouse.
I often need these things. I need a princess. I need full access to Mickey Mouse. I don't want to get into that on the
show. There's teenagers running through the boat yelling down to the princess, "Go back to your castle!" I'm like, well, did I take the cruise out of Essex? I don't understand.
You did take the cruise out of Essex.
Well, yeah, I should have. But sounds like I can't tell whether or not you all had a better time or I did
get free banchan chicken, so I think I had a better time.
I knew Jeremy was going to bring that up. Yeah, banchan.
It was amazing. I ate.
I do miss that. I
had like
here.
10 pounds of chicken.
Was it boneless?
It was both boneless and regular wings that normal people eat without trying to bite them in half.
No. That's nice. Who doesn't love boneless boneless banchan?
Before we continue, because we have a lot of news items to cover because it's been so long, I do have to do a callback to last week's show that we didn't air because it was so bad. You mentioned, Don, you just heard of two things you wanted to see if we'd ever heard of. And what were they?
The first one was planking.
Yep. You just heard of planking in March, April 2014, which is good.
Yeah.
And what was the other one?
Rick rolling.
Yep. Yeah. And you were like, "You heard of this Rick rolling?"
Rick rolling.
I mean, if we could save that little bit of audio from my show, it was pretty good because both Tony and I stared in complete disbelief that I thought we were joking. I was like, "Yeah, I've heard of it." And you're like, "Yeah, you know what that is?" Like, "Yeah, we know what that is." How did you never hear of these things?
I don't know. I mean, where did you hear about him?
It was all over the internet.
But
that's
now
the whole point.
But now we talked about planking, and you know the danger of planking is
we did like 30 minutes on planking. I'm glad we didn't air this. It was not very good.
But the danger of the danger of planking is people doing it in weird places, right?
Yeah,
like on the top of like balconies and like a skyscraper,
right? Or just on things that aren't flat.
Like 3 years ago.
Yeah, no one does it now. There's nothing dangerous.
But if you do a Google search for planking, which I did.
You just find people taking naps? I'm planking in my bed.
No. There's a picture of a person laying down face first in the grass, and you said that that wasn't planking.
No, that's a corpse. That's a dead guy.
No, it's planking.
Either way, I'm very impressed that you just heard of planking.
Planking and rickrolling, by the way. I can't tell you the number of times that I tried to play with Tony and I testing out this this great connection and equipment that we have, how many times I tried to play some Rick Astley.
If any of our 10 listeners happen to listen to this anytime and hear that Tony sounds different or there's something we could do differently on the new setup for audio, please let us know if you think it sounds basically the same. Sound-wise, not content. The content is always terrible, but just sound quality.
Or if you feel that you could do better than Tony, feel free to stop by the Beat Lab and pull up
a chair.
Your
$100 membership fee. And we'll give you a shot at an episode.
We can just do video with Tony. We can turn his audio right off.
Oh, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Tony, Jeremy, and Mark. Thank you for the $100.
Yeah, right.
Well, I guess let's just get started then. We have a lot to go through today.
What do you mean?
On the show.
Do we don't have a lot to
we
go
do.
Through?
We have a lot of time. It's been like a month since we recorded, so there's a lot to talk about.
No, we're going to try to cram a month worth of information into 30 minutes.
But only the information we care about, so we could do that actually in about 5.
Okay.
So
I can't tell whether or not Tony's being quiet on purpose or, you know.
I think he's actually disconnected and he's just staring at us.
No,
I'm here. I'm just listening.
He's still there.
Just listening.
What do you mean just listening? This isn't a podcast for you to listen to. This is a podcast for you to participate.
This is a podcast for anyone to listen to.
I'm the main host on it. This
is your podcast.
Oh, well.
All right, Jeremy, what else?
Let's get it started. Well, let's see if this audio works. Time for some more Radio for Winners and the news. Every week we find some items we like to talk about, except this time it's a month worth of amazing items. We found out the things we want to talk about. We break them down a little bits for you to hear, and hopefully you learn a few things you didn't know before.
That may be my favorite part.
It never gets better than that. I'm so smooth at that. You'd think it was pre-recorded. That's how good that is.
Hey, I'm now in charge of fading in and out, aren't I?
Yes. Although for that, you don't have to fade in or out. No. I think it's just one awful volume. Look, Tony just turned his microphone off. He's gone.
Guys, see, I can't see you guys.
That's the first news item. Actually, you know what? We've talked about sports a lot on Radio for Winners. Not just obstacle racing, which is arguably a sport. We talked baseball. We had a football league. We've done a NASCAR league that no one follows.
By the way, the NASCAR prize, I realized, for the winner of the NASCAR league is still in the Beat Lab.
Yeah.
Yes. It's going to stay there until the winner can go and pick it up.
Okay. Now, you know that just a quick little plug into...
You're interrupting the news, but continue.
Well, I know. Just a quick little plug for the NASCAR League. You know that...
I know it's almost a third of the way through. Anyone can still join.
Anybody can still join because we're almost done the first segment.
I dropped out 2 weeks ago.
There's the spring segment, and then upcoming is the summer segment. So I think we have 3 more races in the spring segment. So if you want to get back in or you want to join.
I'm pretty sure half the people in the league have never changed their drivers. Because there's been a lot of zeros in the last few weeks.
I can't believe how horrible I am. Anyway, go ahead. What's in the news?
But no, we're going to talk about the NBA for the first time. Other than me saying, I don't know anything about the NBA.
We should do an NBA league next year.
We're not going to. But I did watch my first full NBA game. I watched the last game of the Wizards-Bulls
series. Look at
you.
Look at how many people are jumping on that bandwagon.
I was home, and the O's game was rained out. So I flipped around. I found the game. And I thought, I'll watch this and guarantee there will be a game 6. But there was not.
Truth be told, do you know how many times I've done a Google search looking for a Baltimore Bullets shirt so I can say that I've been a fan? since back in the
now,
day.
Now, do you watch House of Cards?
No.
I watched the first season. I have not watched any of the second.
Well, you've
because
heard
I
of
dropped
House
Netflix.
Of Cards,
I've heard of House. Yes. I think we talked about it.
So they refer to Wall and Beal as House of Guards.
Whoa.
And I hate that.
Wow.
I hate it.
That annoys me.
I'm annoyed by it.
But I did watch the game. But that's not what I want to talk about. I wanted to talk about Donald Sterling's lifetime NBA ban.
Hey!
The owner of the Clippers.
So we also got
for saying things that are questionable. So I printed out what he said, but I realized that we've said very many similar things. very, very similar things to Don. No, in our defense, none of us own an NBA team, so I think we're safe on that. We also don't employ anybody.
No.
But he did say some things that if I did own a sports team, I think is probably a bad idea. And
such
I'm not
going
to leave most of them out. What I am going to do, though, is I wanted to start a new game. We're only going to be able to do it one time unless he keeps going. But I don't think he's going to keep going.
He's going to keep going.
This new game is Donald Sterling or Radio for Winners. You have to decide if it was Donald Sterling or Radio for Winners that would have said
what
any of these quotes.
The music?
I hit the wrong button and I turned off my iPod.
Oh.
So we're going to go ahead and continue. I've got a couple quotes and I'm not going to guess because I know. So the answer is either Sterling. I don't want to say Don because that's going to confuse people. Sterling or Radio for Winners. And I'm going to try not to use the N-word, but it's going to be hard, especially with the Radio for Winners ones. Okay. Quote one. I don't like Mexican men because they smoke, drink, and just hang around the house. Sterling or Radio for Winners?
That was Radio for Winners. I'm going to go with Radio for Winners. Tony?
That sounds like something that would be said by somebody who used to live in Fairfax. However, that would be a Donald Sterling.
Tony is right. Point one, Tony. Donald Sterling.
Sorry.
Donald Sterling.
It did sound. Hey, real fast, too, just when we talk about working out the kinks or the audio quality, I was recording low. By the way, so I just bumped up the recording. So in case you were hearing it a little bit low, it just got really loud. Sorry.
Do we have to start again?
No, we don't have to start again. It's just, it's now the recording.
Oh, this is the worst.
No, it's not. It's fine.
All right. Well,
luckily,
quote two.
Luckily we've had audio problems the entire year.
Yes,
so it's
but,
really not that
yeah.
big video.
All right.
Listen, okay. All right, next question.
Quote number two.
Just trying to be honest to the listener.
I'm offering a lot of money for a poor black kid. I'm offering a lot of money for a poor black kid. Donald Sterling or Radio for Winners? What say you, Don?
I'm going to go with Radio for Winners.
Okay.
I think we go for Radio for Winners, but I don't know where that would be said and by
who.
It
was our Christmas show. Actually, that is not us. That is Donald Sterling. No one gets a point on that.
It was our Christmas show.
Our Christmas show. I thought it would be interesting for the manger scene. No one was down. Next quote, quote three. There are a lot of blacks in Johnson City.
Oh.
There are a lot of blacks in Johnson City.
Well, considering that the Clippers used to be from Johnson City.
It could be either.
I'm going to go Clippers. With I'm going to go with Radio for Winners.
I think I was definitely Donald Sterling.
No, that was actually just Radio for Winners. But we're not going to say who they are. We're just going to say Radio for Winners. Quote number four. Is she one of those black people that stink? Is she one of those black people that stink?
If this is Radio for Winners, I'm quitting the show. I'm going to go Donald Sterling.
I might have to edit this part out. I'm going to say it's definitely Donald Sterling.
I don't think you do the editing anymore. It is Donald Sterling.
Yeah!
Yes.
All right.
Thank God.
Donald Sterling.
That guy's a racist. That.
I blame the Jews.
That was Radio for Winners.
That was totally Radio for Winners. I'm going to let Tony pick this one. And the last one, that's because all the blacks in this building, they smell, they're not clean. That's because all the blacks in this building, they smell, they're not clean. Now, one of us was just looking for a house. But I will tell you, it was Donald Sterling as well.
I was going to say that was Donald Sterling.
So, yeah, he said a lot of things that are really bad, but so did we. So did
we. Wow.
We're pretty terrible. I don't know if anyone's paid attention to the show, but
wow,
we're pretty, pretty awful.
Is there anything? Is that it with the news?
Well, that was it for Donald Sterling.
I was going to say, because we transitioned from news to a game show, and then now we're going back to the news?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's all still part of the same news, unless you guys are done talking about news.
But that would be like watching Brian Williams and then watching Wheel of Fortune, then back to watching Brian Williams.
Speaking of Wheel of Fortune.
It's what separates us from the other show is Don.
Star Wars Episode 7 cast just announced by Disney for their upcoming sequel to the original Star Wars trilogy. Not a prequel like the last three. And I don't know if anyone cares, even me. You guys into Star Wars at all?
Yeah.
You know, I am not really. Well, I mean, I like the first three movies. I thought the second three were okay, except for that Jar Jar Binks dude. However, who's the villain in this? Weren't all the villains killed off?
They haven't said yet. But I'm pretty sure it'll be a Dark Jedi.
Did any villains live?
A hobgoblin.
The hobgoblin will be the video. The video. What's wrong with
this? That's what did I say? Skin block.
Skin block.
That should have been something.
Well, but it's gonna be the original Han, Leia, Luke, C-3PO and R2-D2 and Chewbacca.
Can you imagine the weight loss program on that set?
It's gonna be pretty rough for some.
Have you seen Mark Hamill?
Yeah,
I've not.
But it's gonna be 30 years after the original movie, so he could just be a fat guy that runs a diner.
What are they gonna be on the set of Married with Children?
They're gonna be a bunch of new Jedi running around, and they'll just be there in cameos. I'm sure of it.
Mm.
But yeah, even I don't care. Like I'm pretty sure these are gonna be awful, and I should
I'm
not.
I'm glad
care
that they're bringing them back. I mean, when was the last time Mark Hamill had a job?
He was the voice of the Joker.
I just pulled a picture of Mark Hamill, and that is disappointing.
See, you just pulled up Mark, right?
Yeah.
Mark Hamill lives next door to him now. He just walked over and said, "Hey, what's up with that scar?"
Yeah. I'm happy that they're bringing the whole cast back. I even heard a rumor that are they bringing back the guy that played Chewbacca?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Peter Mayhew.
Yeah.
Peter.
But Peter Mayhew looks like he's in like a wheelchair, though.
Well, he's Chewbacca being a wheelchair. That's nothing wrong with that.
That was my Chewbacca.
That was good.
You want to hear Chewbacca do and Jerry Seinfeld?
Yeah, please. these don't get any better than this.
I'm working on my impressions.
No, I agree. The first Star Wars movies were good, and I was really, really into it until those last movies came out, and then I was like, oh.
But now what order do you watch them in? Do you watch
them
watch in
the
middle
first three at all.
And then the next three?
I watch
three,
just the original
these?
Three.
Hmm.
You don't really need to watch those original ones.
I'm going to watch them all in the right order.
No, the original ones. The 1, 2, and 3. You don't have to watch them. They're terrible.
I think they should put Spider-Man.
Well, that's... Spider-Man could be in all of them if your kids wrote it.
Spider-Man should be in everything.
Tony, I have a surprise news thing. It wasn't on our pre-show banter.
Uh-oh, here we go.
All right.
And I have to thank our 7 Facebook followers for this one. Apparently, during an obstacle race, a bunch of guys in Nevada got poisoning because literally they were swimming around in cow and pig feces. This is surprising to no one who's ever done a Tough Mudder, as I'm pretty sure everyone's always done that.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. And actually wasn't surprised at all. I mean, I did a Spartan race on a farm about a month and a half ago, and I'm sure I was swimming around in that cow
every
pieces.
Single Tough Mudder we've done that had mud, that one we did that was all dry was weird. But the rest of them, anyone that had mud, there was at least one or two big mud areas that smelled like it had to be cow poop. It had to be. And I didn't worry about it because I live in filth. But I figured other people might be sick. And they are.
Plus, I mean, how much shit do we eat every day anyway, huh?
That's crazy. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Hey, everybody.
Here we go. But you know what? People are getting sick. You know what? You had to pay money to swim through that that stuff, didn't you?
I'd rather take that over poison ivy.
You'd rather swim through a bunch of cow dung than to get hit by the poison ivy?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
I don't have a good reaction to poison ivy. I mean, it takes like 2 weeks for it to clear up. This thing, you just have...
Oh, but the bacteria from the...
You just have bloody diarrhea for like 4 or 2 days.
The bacteria from the cow dung. Yeah, right. Okay, I got you.
That's fine. Okay. It's fine. It goes away.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Well, it was like a week of people just getting sick on it. And so then there's 22 guaranteed cases the CDC found that were people that have most likely swam in pig and cow feces.
Look at it as a post-race weight loss routine.
See, they should really push that. You should be on their marketing.
See?
Do the Tough Mudder, get a red headband, and shit your brains out for a week.
Here's a medal.
You don't get a medal. You get a T-shirt.
You can wipe off your ass with a T-shirt. The Tough Mudder doesn't give you a medal.
No, you get headbands.
That was the other thing, too, that I told you as well. When we got off the... one of the ports that we got off was Castaway Key. So it's an island that's owned by Disney. And people ran off the boat at 7 o'clock in the morning to run a 5K on the island so that they could get a sash that says Disney 5K.
I would do that.
I know
you would totally have done that.
A bunch of douche.
I'd be up anyway. I'd do it.
Douchebag. Bunch of douches.
Wow. Hmm.
What else? What are you gonna? What are you doing over there?
I forgot what I was doing. But I think I have one last news item.
All right, go ahead.
If you have an idea for a television show, NBC has none. So they're asking anyone that has any idea for a television show to submit it online to them. Perhaps it will get made. I don't know if this means anyone could do a show, or if you don't get paid for it, or what.
So that's
news item. NBC Comedy Playground. NBC Comedy Playground apparently is some. They basically said, hey, you know what? Anyone can come up with a great show idea. I mean, think about it. If you dumb down a lot of regular TV shows to what they are. It's a sentence.
Yeah, but who gets, if I submit my idea, who gets ownership of the idea?
Well, I'm sure NBC gets ownership because it's through their website. You have to submit it. So I'm
but
sure.
What
once
I,
you submit
but what
it,
do
you
I get
nothing.
If they pick up my idea?
I'm pretty sure you get to see the show, and you get to tell your friends you made it.
I can't wait to tell you that Michael J. Fox is playing a character in my show.
Wow,
he's playing you.
Well, that's good.
I used to have every once in a while, I would send an email to my friend Rory, and
Rory, who is now actually doing things and not doing a podcast with two guys.
He's actually doing
Skype.
His own TV show.
Right.
So I send him like pitch ideas, but they're always like, I purposely make them awful. Like I'll send him one of where I'm like, hey, Rory, I got an idea about a guy who owns a talking donkey, but the donkey has depression. I got a script for it. Let's talk about it. And can you also give me an autograph of Danny DeVito when you get a chance? Like, I'll send him these kind of like,
I want him to be the donkey.
Every once in a while. I think he thinks I'm serious.
Well, did he help you move?
No, he hasn't talked to me in months.
That's what I
After
thought.
That last idea, he's busy trying to make money on that. He
However,
want you to know.
I think you submit that idea to NBC, by the way.
Well, I thought this is the idea. It'd be like an animated show about a loser that works in the office, and he sends these terrible ideas to like his friend.
You weren't
in
LA. Joking with Rory at all. This is your honest idea you want to make. You thought about this. You have scripts written out.
And then the show itself would go, it would actually explore those terrible ideas.
It's amazing. Utterly amazing.
Well, what's the name of your show?
I have no idea. I didn't get that far.
Facts of Life.
It's a Facts of Life with a donkey. All our shows are Facts of Life with whatever the gimmick is.
Well, it would like each pitch would change every week, though. It wouldn't be the same like talking donkey sketch because that would be terrible. But they'd be equally bad.
So, you want to hear my idea?
Do you have an idea?
I do have an idea.
Okay.
All right. It's three guys. And one's got some kids, the other one's just having kids, the other one doesn't have kids, but the only thing they have going for them in their lives is a podcast.
This sounds like a depressing show.
that only 30 people listen to.
Okay.
And they do it in a garage, and they're so desperate to keep it together. They spend hours upon hours working out kinks because one of their friends has moved.
Okay.
Long
distance. I see where you're going. And I guess the first season ends when they all hang themselves.
one by one. One by one.
They all just slowly hang themselves in the bathroom.
I believe that we could get Huey Lewis for the show.
He'll play live at that funeral.
Yeah, that's right.
A very slowed down version of Power of Love.
Power of Love. It's a curious thing.
That's going to be a good show. I'd watch that.
Don't you think that's a good concept for a show?
I think it's kind of been done.
No.
Doesn't Maron have his own show, except it's without all the sadness?
Who?
Mark Maron.
Oh.
But his show isn't about three guys that hang
No,
himself.
His show, no. I mean, he's a guy that has a podcast true. That has a TV show.
Well, he's a comedian.
Yeah, no, I know.
He has lots of content.
I don't think Don knows who Mark Maron is.
I know who Mark Maron is.
He'll ask us 5 years ago. You guys heard of Mark Maron?
He invented planking.
And then he'll send us a Rickroll video. Like, I just saw this Mark Maron clip. And then you open it up and it's just, we got Rickrolled.
And that's how we're going to end this week's Radio for Winners. Our first show with Tony on the other side of the country, if you only live in a very small country. Hopefully the sound was good. If not, please let us know on Facebook. Or follow us on Twitter at Radio for Winners, or email the show rfwshow@gmail.com. I'll see you guys next week.
Bye, Tony.
Two, one, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.